This is Dr. Inigo, dictating a disability. A pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Mateo Rivera Hernandez. Date of birth, August 26, 2020. Case ID number is 429-3786. Date of exam, January 26, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from child function report dated January the 24th, 2022. Informant is the mother. Is the mother by the name of Ilia San Juanita Hernandez, and also Anna Arvizu, that's A-R-V-I-Z-U, who is an RN. Identifying information. This is a three-year-old infant male who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of gastrostomy tube placement, comma, coarctation of the aorta with hypoplastic left heart, comma, pre-excitation syndrome, and supraventricular tachycardia, comma, seizure disorder, comma, embolism slash thrombosis of the right iliac and femoral vein, comma, and developmental delay. The claimant is presently living with his parents, who are married, and the father has a full-time job. We're not too sure at what he works at, but it appears to be something in construction. The claimant's family have had stresses in the family life, where they had to move to a new place in 2022, and there was some change in financial status in April of 2022, as well as emotional difficulties in December of 2020, secondary to the claimant having multiple congenital problems. At the present time, the claimant has had two surgeries of the heart, as well as a gastrostomy tube placement, and is pending another heart surgery. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegations, number one, gastrostomy tube placement. Number two, hypoplastic left heart with coarctation of the aorta. Number three, pre-excitation of the heart with supraventricular tachycardia. Number four, seizure disorder. Number five, history of embolism slash thrombosis with right iliac and femoral vein obstruction. And number six, developmental delay. History of allegations. Number one, gastrostomy status. The mother states that at birth in 2020, a gastrostomy tube had to be placed secondary to obstruction of the intestines and for placement of medications. The claimant at this present time is able to eat oral food and does have bowel movements, but because of other obstructions in the intestine, still has a gastrostomy tube and appears that it will be closed in the near future. At the present time, they are still using it to pass medications and sometimes fluids as well as food. It appears to be well healed and no infection appears to be around it. Allegation number two, coarctation of aorta with hypoplastic left heart. The mother states that at birth, the claimant was born with a coarctation of the aorta with a left heart, which is hypoplastic, and also with supraventricular pre-excitation syndrome, secondary to the multiple problems in his heart. The claimant went on to have two surgeries. One was at birth, and another one was in February of 2021, where he had surgery to correct the coarctation of the aorta and the hypoplastic left heart, along with the supraventricular tachycardia. The claimant appears to be doing well at this time, but does have decreased oxygen saturations in the 80 percentile. The mother states that the claimant tires very quickly, especially when he's eating any kind of food. He's been placed on multiple medications for his condition, which include aspirin 81 milligrams POQD, enalapril 1 milligram / milliliter, 1.3 milliliters BID. As well as sotalol, 5 milligrams / milliliter oral solution, 2.1 milliliters TID. The claimant appears to be doing very well at this time. And does have occasional shortness of breath, but is a very active child and is continuously moving around. His condition appears to be better at this time. A third surgery is pending within the next month to correct what was left of the coarctation of the aorta, but his condition appears to be fairly stable. The claimant cried quite a bit during the examination, and his heart rate was 118, secondary to the agitation. His blood pressure was 105 over 86 mmHg. His condition is guarded, but much better at this time. Allegation number three, supraventricular tachycardia with pre-excitation syndrome, which was secondary to the malformation of the heart. His condition appears to be stable at this time. He is on medication for his symptoms. Allegation number four, seizure disorder. The mother states that during one of the procedures, the claimant developed a focal seizure where he started to shake his right hand and eventually the right side of his body. This occurred when he was 5 months old, and he was diagnosed with a focal petit mal seizure. They were told by physicians that the seizure was coming from trauma in his brain, secondary to a possible blood clot or some kind of small bleed that he did have. The mother denies any drug withdrawal or any kind of infectious diseases. The claimant has not had a seizure in over 1 year. The last seizure was in February of 2021. He was started on Keppra 200 micrograms BID, and he was diagnosed with petite mal seizure / focal seizure, which appeared to be stable at this time. Allegation number five, the claimant's mother states that in December of 2020, the claimant developed complications of embolism and thrombosis of the femoral and right iliac vein, which developed in multiple complications. The claimant was then transferred to Driscoll Hospital, and treatment was given for the thrombosis of the femoral right iliac vein. And the embolism. It was treated conservatively. At the present time, the claimant is only on aspirin every day for prevention of any other kind of blood clots for his heart condition. The mother states that the embolism and the thrombosis of the femoral and right iliac vein has resolved, and the claimant is stable at this time. Allegation number six, developmental delay. The mother states that because the child was born with all these developmental problems, that the child is at a developmental delay in milestones. The claimant also had some kind of trauma to the head where there appeared to be some brain hemorrhages of his cerebral brain area, which is stable at this time and is resolving. The claimant has had difficulty in communicating and in comprehension, secondary to all the multiple problems that he's had. The claimant is able to walk and crawl at this time and to stand, but he does not communicate and only says papa at this time. The claimant has from birth received occupational therapy, physical therapy, and speech therapy. The mother states that she has not seen any good results from the therapy and is questioning whether it's even of any benefit at this time. Review of systems. The claimant does have problems with visual acuity, comma, loose stools, comma, hard stools, comma, and sometimes muscle weakness. The claimant does not have problems with headaches, comma, dizziness, comma, hearing problems, comma, shakiness, comma, clumsiness, comma, vomiting, comma, soiling, comma, abnormal posture, comma, or poor appetite at this time. Activities of daily living. The claimant goes to multiple physical therapy, occupational and speech therapy sessions. Because of his condition, he is a loner. He does not have frequent fights with his peers or the adults or other siblings. because of his condition, although he does sometimes fight with his other siblings, but very rarely because he's very weak and unable to really fight with them. He does like to watch TV frequently, but does not play with many toys. He does like to pick up objects, but he doesn't interact with a lot of different things around him. He appears to be very passive. Developmental milestones. The mother states that the child was not an easy-to-care-for infant from 0 to 18 months of age, secondary to his medical condition and the difficulty they had in the in different surgeries and hospitalizations. And he was not an easy-to-care-for toddler from 18 to 48 months of age, again, for all the multiple problems he had medically. The claimant sat alone without support at 20 months, crawled at 18 months of age, walked without support at 28 months of age. As of this day, the claimant has not said his first words, comma, has not said his first sentence, comma, does not self-dress without help, comma, is not bladder trained during the day, comma, is not bladder trained during the night, comma, and has not been bowel trained at this time. The claimant is 3 years of age. During the first 3 years of life, the child frequently had temper tantrums, comma, was afraid of new faces and places, comma, was distractible, comma, and was sometimes destructive. During the first 3 years of life, the claimant sometimes cried and had extreme mood changes, was active, and sometimes was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. The claimant rarely engaged in self-hurting or injuring behavior and did not enjoy being held and did not explore the surrounding environment. The mother states that the child was born at Christus Spahn Hospital. She does not remember how much the baby weighed or his length, or if he was delivered at term. The child did have congenital heart disease. The delivery was not aided by instruments. It was a C-section delivery. And there was not more than one baby born during that delivery. The mother states that the child was blue at birth, but was not jaundiced, but still had to be given oxygen at the time of birth. The claimant was placed in an incubator and was given intensive care secondary to having malformation of the intestines as well as coarctation of the aorta with hypoplastic left heart. The mother does not recall what his weight or length was. The mother stayed in the hospital for 1 week and the claimant stayed for 1 month. Surgery was performed at the time of birth, secondary to the coarctation of his heart, and a gastrostomy tube was placed, as well as surgery for the abdomen, for the malformation of his intestines. Past history. Developmental delay, comma, petite mal seizures, /focal seizures, well controlled, gastrostomy tube placement, with surgery for malformation of his intestines, correction of the aorta with left-sided hypoplasia of the heart, supraventricular tachycardia, embolism and thrombosis of the femoral and right iliac vein with surgical procedures performed. Social history. Nobody in the family smokes, there's no one who has an alcohol problem. There's no other person with delirium tremors or seizure disorder. There's no one in the family who uses marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. There's nobody in the family with hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. The claimant's parents are married, and the husband is working. They do have another daughter with malformation of the heart, and these illnesses of the two children has put a little bit of stress on the family. They have both been checked for genetic problems, and neither one of them has come out with any kind of, neither one of them has come out positive for any type of genetic abnormality. Family history. The father is 29 in good health. The mother is 26 and in good health, but he does have a sister with a malformation of the heart. Medications. The claimant is presently on aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1/2 tablet, QD, cetirizine, 1 milligram / 1 milliliter, 2.5 milliliters QD, enalapril, 1 milligram / 1 milliliter, 1.3 milliliters BID. Keppra, 100 milligrams / 1 milliliter, oral solution, 2 milliliters BID. Nexium, 5 milligrams QD. Pyridoxine, 25 milligrams, 1/2 tablet QD. Sotalol, 5 milligrams per milliliter, 2.1 milliliters TID. Allergies, no known allergies. Physical examination. The claimant is at the 25th percentile for his height according to his age and is at the 25th percentile for his weight according to his age. Temperature, 98.5, height, 2 feet, 11 inches, weight, 29 pounds, BP, 105 over 86, pulse, 118. The claimant was crying and very agitated. His pulse was probably lower than that. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation, 83%. Head circumference, 18 inches. General, this is a 3-year-old claimant who is a fairly well-nourished but not well-developed male, who does not appear to be in any acute distress at this time. His oxygen saturation is 83%, but he was very active. HEENTs, pupils were equal and reacted to light. or mucosas was moist and no pharyngeal erythema or edema was noted. Neck was supple without thyromegaly or masses. Lungs were clear with auscultation. Cardiac. There is a prominent S1 and S2 without any murmurs, rubs, or gallops heard. There is also a 12-centimeter midline surgical scar where multiple cardiac surgeries have been performed for the coarctation of the aortic and left hypoplastic heart area, as well as surgery for the malformation of his intestines. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen non-distended, non-tender, no hepatosplenomegaly was noted. There is a 1 centimeter gastrostomy tube area close to the umbilical area where medicine and other food items are injected into his stomach. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal? Full range of motion of all joints and no evidence of any active inflammation on exam. The claimant has a mildly abnormal gait and station. He can stand and walk, but he is barely starting to walk at this time. He is able to crawl and roll over. He could not walk on his heels or toes or squat at this time. Neurological. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Deep tendon reflexes were plus 2 in the triceps, biceps, brachioradialis, and patellar area. Sensory examination to light touch was normal. Cerebellar function appeared to be fairly intact. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 in all groups tested, with no evidence of any muscle wasting, but some mild weakness. The claimant does have good fine finger control to dexterous movements and is able to grab and hold on to different things. Clinical assessment. The claimant does show some evidence of decreased vision and does wear glasses at this time. He has been seen by an ophthalmologist and has been given glasses for seeing far off objects. He does not appear to have any hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism or skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medication. The claimant's behavior and attention span was not age appropriate, and the claimant does appear to be behind milestones and his growth development. He related to and interacts fairly well with the examiner and his caregiver. His effect is appropriate for the time. His speech, both quantity and quality, is not spontaneous and is not on imitation age appropriate. The claimant appears to be below his age group at this time. However, he is only 3 years old. His receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was below age appropriate. His general health shows evidence of respiratory problems secondary to coarctation of the aorta. His oxygen saturation was 83%. He is still pending one more surgery for his heart next month. His condition for his thrombosis and embolism of the femoral iliac veins has resolved. And although he is receiving